Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
What's up, Jeffrey, my boy? Woo, and all the Mouthing Off Nation, how you guys doing all around the world? The lovers in the house. How you doing, baby?
Yes, sir. We got a busy show today, Eddie. There's a lot going on in sports.
Oh, yeah.
It's an interesting week. We're going to talk about the PGA. We lost a legend. NASCAR. Ooh. The Coca-Cola 600. Major League Baseball. And, of course, wrestling, because that's what my boy Eddie's known for, is the wrestling. So we got to get your take on how wrestling's going. But
I probably need to bring some porn stars on here or something. You know?
Well, that would take the show in a different direction. And
Darren Peck would have he'd have a hissy fit with me with that one.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've yet to meet Darren in person, so I haven't really gotten a feel for the guy. I would say that if you were to bring Women of the Night onto the show, it would probably change the whole face of the show. I mean, you caught me off guard there, Eddie, which is difficult to
do. I always do.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week, and there are a lot of sad stories that we're going to get into, which is unfortunate when that happens. And we're going to get into NASCAR. I'm excited about, because there was a gauntlet thrown down last week. Keep listening, because we're going to let you know whether or not Ricky Stenhouse Jr. came through with his threat to wreck Kyle Busch. And
I forgot about that one. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. He punched him good in the face. That's good.
Oh yeah.
But then his old man got on him.
It was actually the kind of fight, if you're going to do it, do it. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr.,
ball, baby.
Kyle Busch walked into what he thought was going to be a push-a-thon, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. said, "Not today, my friend." We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines, guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/Milo's rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See lowes.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, real talk. If you want to set yourself up for a great summer, you need to get to Kohl's this weekend. I just shopped the Red Hot Buys, and the prices were so good, I feel like I'm already on vacation. I found myself cute dresses for 30% off, swimwear for my kids starting at $14.99, and adorable finds from Carter's for 60% off. Plus, I saved up to 85% off clearance after an extra 50% off. So if you want a head start on your summer prep, then head to Kohl's now. Select styles, extra 50% off clearance valid through June 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie.
Yes.
I am getting ready to go on a whirlwind tour of the United States and then Europe. And my feet, I know, are going to be in great shape because I'm going to rock my Oh Dark 30 boots. And by the way, when I'm in Paris, I'm going to rock some Oh Dark 30 gear. So they know when I'm walking up, they're going to be like, oh, this is an American. This is an American walking up right here. This is a patriotic American. And I'm
one
hoping
that will hurt me.
I'm hoping that they show me the respect of a patriotic American walking around in my Oh Dark 30 gear.
Well, oh, parlez-vous de français? They don't know the difference.
Well, they'll know the difference when I get done telling them where I got these awesome boots and these awesome shirts. They're going to know exactly the difference, that they need to go to odark30.com and check out what they have over there to offer. Go see our friend Lenny over at odark30.com.
It doesn't get better than Odark 30.
No, sir.
It just doesn't.
Eddie, NBA yes. legend Bill Walton passed Ooh. Away from cancer at 71. This was a surprise to me. You know, I ran into him in San Francisco a few years ago at the finals, and it was cool to meet a guy who, throughout his entire career, went against the grain. I mean, I
like the guy you got over here.
I can't sign off on his clothing choices or his love of the Grateful Dead, but I got to be honest, if you're going to be yourself in such a way, I can appreciate that. And Bill Walton was himself in every phase of his life. He did a lot of cool things. He had such a great attitude. He was a Hall of Famer, obviously.
Yeah, but you know, even better than that, he treated people like you'd like to be treated.
Yeah.
And he's one of the nicest guys I ever met in this business, of the entertainment business. And he was a great announcer, a lot of fun. You know, I had the pleasure of working with him 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And he was just a hoot. And he just had a lot of fun. You know, it's just like you and me. When we get on a microphone, we enjoy and entertain people. That's what people like. Go have a good time. Give them the information. but hey, entertain them too.
Listen, I've always tried to preach that if you're not having fun, the audience isn't having fun. So if you're tired of doing this and you're not going to enjoy it, take a hike. There's somebody out there that would love to sit here and talk to the Continental Lover, the Hall of Famer, the legend, Eddie Mansfield. And so I enjoy, I take great joy in being able to do what I love to do. And he did too. And what a career the guy had. I mean, going and playing for John Wooden and then taking the Portland Trailblazers to the NBA Finals. Only time the Trailblazers ever won the NBA championship. Then ownership in Portland gets a little wonky. And Bill demands, he didn't like the decision making. And he came out and said, I don't like the decision making going on in Portland. I want out. And he sat out a year and forced them to make a move. And then he goes to the Boston Celtics and he wins his second championship and will be remembered for a lot of things. He's such a great guy.
Can you imagine that when you look at Larry Bird, Danny Ainge, Robert Parrish, Bill Walton, and I mean, that Celtic team, that was a famed team. A lot of Hall of Famers off that team.
Yeah, it's incredible. The NBA, and I feel like, I know you're going to hate to hear this because I know you're not the biggest fan, but I feel like the NBA is very slowly moving back in the direction of how it was in those days. They're playing a little bit harder. Defense was bigger in the last couple of seasons than it has been in a long time. Teams are starting to realize that you can't just shoot 83 pointers in a game and expect to win. And so I'm hopeful that we can get back to a relatively more fun to watch NBA.
Oh, well, when you used to watch the Celtics and some of these other, I mean, even the 90s Orlando Magic.
Well, listen, Eddie.
They had a hell of a team.
From Showtime to the Celtics to the Pistons, and then you have the Jordan era where he is facing up against Reggie Miller's Indiana Pacers, John Starks and Patrick Ewing with the Knicks. I mean, it was fun to
marquee
watch.
Marquee ball players. So, a lot of marquee guys.
The last time I really felt that was when Cleveland and Golden State were facing each other in those first two finals. They hated each other. LeBron wanted to win a championship in Cleveland, and it was fun to watch. And that's the last time I felt that way. But I will say this, right now, the Boston Celtics have clinched the East, and the Dallas Mavericks, as we speak, are facing off against the Minnesota Timberwolves, up 3-0, trying to sweep the Timberwolves to go to the finals. And I must say, this Minnesota-Dallas series has been fun to watch, even though it's a 3-0 deficit that Minnesota finds themselves in. These two teams have been playing hard. They hate each other. Luka Doncic hates Minnesota. And it's been rough and tumble. The kid, Derek Lively, the center from Dallas, is out today because he got kneed in the back of the head by Karl Anthony Towns. And that was after...
You know what's going to be odd?
What?
Jeff, is that you got... These two that are, well, we know the Dallas is playing, you know, Minnesota to see where they go.
Yes.
Well, if they sweep, that'll be both teams swept.
Yes.
To go into the finals.
Yes.
And, you know, usually when you see a team sweep like that and they go into the finals, they're pretty hot.
Yeah.
So you may have, you may be able to witness two hot teams at the same time, and that would be a hell of a series. That's what you want.
It's going to be the most... It's going to be the best matchup of teams
right
since the Celtics last went to the finals when they played Golden State. So this is going to be the best matchup of teams, especially if Kristaps Porzingis comes back for the Celtics. They're going to need his height and length against the Dallas Mavericks, who have a ton of it. They're referring to their centers, Gafford and Lively, as the Twin Towers underneath. I mean, it has been so fun to watch this Dallas team for no other reason than Kyrie Irving is finally getting his comeuppance. He's a guy who got run out of Cleveland by LeBron James, went to Boston, really didn't fit in there, and then during COVID took a stance and stood up and said, I'm not taking your vaccine. And
it wound up him being smart, didn't it?
Well, it's looking that way. And
I didn't take it either.
He was trashed all over the place, and now they're talking about him like he's a hero again. And
well, all these politics have got to get out of sports, man.
I don't think that's true, Eddie. I just think that it should be equal. Listen, Jonathan Isaac refused to kneel down for the national anthem in the NBA and had an injury for multiple years. I feel like I know I'm skeptical of that as well. You should be able to if you're going to let people be political, let them be political on both sides. I agree with you that shouldn't be at all.
Just don't strap them down and say, oh, well, we're just a bunch of lefties here.
Yeah,
well, no, you're not a bunch of lefties, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not a political guy, but I'm just telling you, I'm going to do what the hell I want to do anyway. It doesn't really matter what they say, Jeff.
Listen,
Eddie Mansfield will do what the hell Eddie Mansfield wants to do when I want to do it.
I'll tell you this much. I think a lot of people that aren't political, if you spit a message down their throat every time they try to watch a game, they will become political. And I think that's what happened to the NBA. I think they made a lot of people angry that didn't really care. They weren't really diehard one side or diehard the other side.
No, they were just sick of it.
They literally chose to go the other way in spite of what they were being told and told and told and told. And you see that a lot these days in sports. They're trying to cram women's sports down people's throats, and it is turning people off.
I just do not want to get into that right now because I got some really heavy, heavy messages that I could say, but I'm not going to do that because I'm going to respect the Mouthing Off Nation and our 6 million listeners. When the time's right, I'll say it, believe me.
I have two daughters. I'm perfectly happy with women's soccer and women's basketball, but it doesn't have to be every commercial.
You know, it's like Riley Gaines, right?
Yeah.
Here she is. She speaks up. She was a great athlete. Okay, she speaks up for women. It is not fair. I just don't care how you look at it. It's not fair to have a guy. You're not going to play girl sports.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's a
if
take.
If you're going to go, hey, if they arrested him, he's not going to the women's prison.
Well, actually, he's going to you're wrong because they have been sending men to the women's
not
prisons.
Not in Florida, they won't.
No, they won't do that here.
Not in
which
Texas
is good.
Either.
Amen, brother. So it's crazy times we live in, Eddie, but we're out of time. So we got to go. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, yeah, mercy.
And Eddie, let's take a trip down Cool Man Lane. That's pretty lame. I shouldn't say that. I should take that one back. You know where I am going to go, though? Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Oh, without a doubt. 5-star, brother. That's the only clothing line that I know of around the world that you never want to take off when you're at a nudist camp. You know that?
No, I didn't. I've yet to.
I mean, it's so stylish and so ahead of its time. You don't want to take it off.
Nice.
I mean, you really don't.
Well, I would say if I showed up at a nudist camp and they were like, take your boots off, I'd be like, I'm not taking off my Odark 30 boots. They're staying
on. You take your shorts off.
My shorts would be off like a prom dress, my friend. Listen, you know, go check out Odark30.com.
And I love it. Yep.
I hate to follow that with this, but two-time PGA winner Grayson Murray, unfortunately, was found dead in his home in South Florida last Saturday at the age of 30 years old. And, you know, this news was shocking when it came out. He left he was playing in a tournament. He bowed out, went home, and that was the talk at first. And then the next day we found out that he had unfortunately passed at the young age of 30. He had struggled with depression and alcoholism, and it unfortunately came out that he committed suicide, which is something that is especially, I mean, it's such a bizarre thing. One of my very close friends growing up suffered with depression and eventually succumbed to it and took his own life. And I remember discussing with him, like, I don't understand, man. I've dealt with panic attacks in my life. So I do understand not having a control over something mentally, because I always get a kick out of my mom just said, get over it. And I was like, Mom, if I could, believe me, I would. Yeah. And he said,
it's not that easy.
No, he said to me, I just feel like everybody would be better off if I weren't around. And I thought, I can't imagine feeling that way. And this is a guy that I loved. I'm like, I will be negatively affected.
You know, when they get sick like that, they got a lot of stinking thinking.
Yeah, it's a bizarre.
You got to turn that around in a hurry.
Yeah, I wonder, though, because I feel like, you know, we've got a lot of medications for guys who can no longer perform in ways, and there seems to be a lot of research into a lot of things, but I feel like nobody is doing the hard research on how to really correct these issues, because even the medications that people take to solve depression are it's a depressing thing.
Well, it's just only good as the next pill.
Yeah, and
I mean, that's not fixing anything.
They zap you of so many things, bright things in life, that if you're depressed, you need to be, you know, you don't need to be lethargic. You don't need to be out of it, lightheaded. You don't need any of that. What they need to figure out is maybe medication isn't the way. Maybe we as a country, civilization, however you want to look at it, need to figure out a better way of handling this than just, you know, throwing pills at it. And
well, that's what they do, Jeff. Instead of fixing it, they don't even half-ass repair it.
Yeah.
They say, okay, take these pills, and then within 6 weeks, you're addicted to these.
Yeah.
And so now you got two addictions going. You got mental health, and then I'm addicted to these stupid pills, and I don't know if I'm up or down. Okay, well, that doesn't solve anything.
No.
Mental health is devastating on a person.
Yeah.
And you saw what it did to Grayson Murray.
Yeah.
And it just devastated him as a human being. And, you know, the PGA can say what they want. They're just out of line. They should have grabbed him and said, you're not going anywhere by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
when he broke down in tears on CBS, that's when they should have said, hey, we got a problem here, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know. I agree with you that more could have been done, but I'm certain in the chaos of, you work in production, in
right.
the chaos of, you know, we've got a tournament going on, we've got a network broadcast going on, I can understand overlooking something like that. And you really, at the end of the day, you're not going to stop a person who is dead set on it. Believe me. That has got to be one of the most difficult decisions. A lot of people say that it's weak to do it, like you're taking the easy way out. But
well, you are.
It has got to be one of the most difficult decisions to make. So I think a lot of people that aren't dealing with these issues just don't know how to think the proper way when it comes to something like that. A person,
but when you're sitting, if I was producing that. A golf tournament, and he would have busted out like that on me. You know what I would have done? I would have sent my boys up there and grabbed him. He wouldn't have gone anywhere by himself.
Yeah, I know
that.
I think we're lucky to have dealt with ourselves these kinds of issues in a way, so we understand the signs, and that when you see these signs, It's definite. There's no question about it.
He was like, crying for help.
Yeah. And I feel very bad for him and his family, and such a, you know, that goes to show you can have it all and it still isn't enough. I mean, the kid was a successful golfer, beautiful home. I mean, parents that loved him.
Have it all and have nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that's a prime example of it. If you don't have your wellness in health, mental and physical.
Yeah.
This is what will happen to you.
Yeah, it's such a sad story. Sad to hear and sad to move on from it. But Ronald Acuna Jr. Tore his ACL. And you're wondering if that changes the future of the Braves. I have a thought about this. First
okay,
of all, they won the World Series the last time he was injured and out. So
what are you saying?
I'm saying sometimes there is a such thing as addition by subtraction.
Right.
And I think that the Spencer Strider injury was far more devastating than the Ronald Acuna Jr. injury will be. But I don't think it's a team sport. Baseball of any sport is the most team sport.
Yeah.
Because
you can rally. I mean, you can rally around. You know, if you get your guys as a former baseball player and a pitcher, I could rally my troops.
Yeah.
So if we got in on the mound and I said, look, we got to play tight defense and we can't let any runs come because we're not scoring any runs. So you keep the ball down and you keep them away and you throw strikes and you get them out. have them beat that ball down to the ground and then get your guys on base and then run them. Let's go.
Also, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr., one of the best players in Major League Baseball, the NL MVP last year. But even at that clip, the best baseball player in the world bats between 300 and 400. So that's 3 or 4 out of every 10 times they get up to bat, they get a hit. And you whittle that down to how many of those hits actually matter. And so you knock maybe 10 to 15 games off of the Braves winning specifically because of Ronald Acuna Jr. Just right. One guy has to step up and be that guy that gets up with a guy on second when you're down a run and knocks him in.
You don't do that.
Yeah. So I think pitching in baseball is far more important. And it's interesting that I say that as we move to this next topic, which is the Dodgers, a team that is doing what some expected. I called it from the beginning. This was going to be a disaster. They are not looking. I'm sure at the end of the season, the Dodgers will be in play for playoffs and potentially winning a championship, but it does not look like it right now. But that is not the topic we're getting into. We're going to get into the fact that Shohei Ohtani says he's lost sleep due to his ex-translator's alleged theft of millions of dollars.
And you think?
I got the biggest kick out of this because I think that something is afoot. I thought, is he losing sleep over his theft of millions of dollars? I mean, this is millions of dollars sounds like a lot of money to us, but this is a guy who is
like
making it
change.
He's making it rain out there.
Yeah, that guy took $4.5 million and paid his debts.
Yeah. Well,
both of those guys can't gamble. They better stop.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I feel like Shohei Ohtani would lose more sleep over if he thought that somebody was going to blow a whistle and Major League Baseball was going to come knocking on his door and say, hey, remember that $4.5 million that you lost? Well, you're getting ready to lose a lot more. So this is all conjecture. This is all allegedly because I don't know what happened. I just smell like this thing stinks to high heaven to me.
You think?
That the Shohei Ohtani's translator stole $4.5 million of his money to give to a bookie. I'm having a hard time believing it. But that's the story, and they're going to stick to it.
So you want to call his translator a modern day John Dillinger?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean,
he robbed a bank, Jackson.
or Lee Harvey Oswald. But listen, we'll get back. We'll be back right after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right
Pizza's
now.
Pizza's here.
Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com.
I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
We are mouthing off. And we are all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, the Hall of Famer, the icon, the legend, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, man. Rain spoiled Kyle Larson's bid at doing Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600. Rain will spoil a lot of things, Jeffrey.
It will, and Kyle Larson ran up against it. Now he will be moving on to the next race. But, Eddie, before we get there, we got to talk about odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. It's the best
in the business.
Christopher Bell won the shortest Coca-Cola 600 ever.
Well, at least he's got that on his trophy.
He does.
Well, they don't have a trophy. They have a Coca-Cola machine.
Is that what they give out?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's custom made.
That's
great.
From
the guy who's been making them for forever. But it's an original Coca-Cola 10-cent deal.
Oh, those are awesome.
You put a dime in there and they got the little small bottles and stuff. It's cool. That's the greatest trophy beside the Hard Rock, the one they give out at the Hard Rock gives.
Yeah. Does it take Bitcoin?
They didn't even know what Bitcoin was when that thing was.
I don't even know that I know what it is now.
Listen, well, they don't either. So that's the problem.
I was not really going into this Coca-Cola 600 worried about what was going to happen on the track at all. What I wanted to know was, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. going to wreck Kyle Busch.
Well, did he?
No. The answer to that question is because he got fined $75,000. His backup, had he wrecked Kyle Busch, was all suspended. His dad, who turns out is he's the world heavyweight champion of pit crew fights.
Yeah, and he's bald. He's barred from every track.
And two crew members have been suspended from the track indefinitely.
His mechanic.
His
engine mechanic.
I
would have told him, man, whatever you do, you stay out of way. We'll handle this. Stay over there.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of indefinite suspensions. I get it. They got in a fight. And dad jumped in. And although I feel like if they're going to suspend dad, they got to suspend Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
How come the shit disturber Kyle Busch isn't getting anything?
Well, he didn't really do anything. He ran away like a little girl when he got punched in the face, jumped on up on his truck, and then some dude that looked like he could pick the car up without having to use a jack runs out of here and threw everybody off the truck and said, get off this truck, drop some expletives, don't come back on this truck, and everybody listened. But no, Kyle Busch ran faster than I've seen him drive a car, jumped on that truck and disappeared. And then once they took Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and all of the people that were there to beat him up away, he walked back out onto the ramp.
A tough guy.
Yeah.
So you're saying that Busch is really, he's got rabbit feet.
Yes.
Oh, okay, fans, you got to give him some crap about this. This guy's got all 6 million of our mouthing off listeners that are listening around the world. Get on Kyle Busch about him having rabbit feet.
Yeah,
in other words, that's chicken crap.
I mean,
he ran like a little girl.
He's taller. I mean, he's got more reach. I mean, if this was a boxing match, he would have definitely been the favorite because he's got at least 4 inches on Ricky Stenhouse Jr., which gives him probably a 3 to 4 inch reach advantage. What's that?
You know what they say?
It's the not the dog in the fight. It's the fighting dog.
You just got to knock the fire out of the dog, and that's what Ricky Stenhouse did. Bam!
I've watched that a few times, and Kyle Busch definitely was not expecting to get punched in the face, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. didn't even land that punch. If he had landed it, Kyle Busch probably would have been splayed out on the floor and it would have been over, but he grazed him. And then all hell broke loose, and dad and two crew members are out indefinitely.
Triple teamed him. You know that?
Yeah.
Beat him when he's down. That's good. Beat him. That's right.
Yeah, it's
love it.
It's a lot of fun.
Like
hey, listen, people are talking more about NASCAR when people have fights in the pit. They should have suspended Stenhouse Sr., I'm assuming, and the two crew members for one race and laid down the law, said no more of this. If you wreck them again, if it looks like you're doing it on purpose, there will be more fines to come. Or a suspension for the driver, not the pit crew. And
well, it's like, hey, how are you going to tell that to a driver? And then you get Rabbit Legs Bush and Stenhouse in a final lap deal, neck and neck.
Yeah,
rubbing paint. You know.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're going to kick Stenhouse out now for rubbing paint?
Well, I mean, yeah, they could say there's one guy out there that if you're going to rub him, be real careful because we're watching. And then, yeah, you can tell them don't rub that guy. But anyway, it's over now. I'm disappointed that we didn't get the wreck that we were promised. But I mean, you can't fault the guy. He punched Kyle Busch in the face. And
he tried.
He
at least tried. Well, it cost him $75,000.
Yeah, but I bet if you asked him, he'd say it was the best $75,000 he ever spent.
Oh, he'd probably say, hey.
He probably would say,
I give him another $75,000 for a left shot.
Yeah. You know? give me one more shot where I could actually hit him clean. I'll give you $175,000.
Yeah. But right. Stenhouse, you know, he went with Danica Patrick. So he's used to fighting a girl. So it's like, so when he was fighting Kyle Busch, he was just
he's
used
not
to
used
that.
To winning though.
No, that was the other one where we used to tear him up.
I know. His dad must have had to break that up a lot. His dad is used to running in and pulling girls off his son. Listen, right. We're going to get into the WWE and AEW. The topic for discussion that we have is, have you noticed the WWE? No vents?
Well, yeah. Can you? Have you noticed how they've tried to correct everything and sweep everything underneath the door? And it just will not go away. I mean, you know, Vince is gone from the office, but he's not away. He's still talking to Pritchard every single day. Bruce Pritchard, if you're listening, old fat ass Bruce Pritchard. He was his stooge.
Yeah.
And he still is.
I will say this, you know, in the culture that we live in these days, the moniker that I've heard that works the best is don't apologize. So
I mean, yeah, don't apologize for damn it. Hey, don't say it if you got to apologize for it.
Yeah. Well, also, like, I'm not defending Vince McMahon or anything that he's done. What I'm saying is he should have just kept his mouth shut and let the legal process handle all of this, and who knows what comes of it. But instead, they tried to get in front of it, and you cannot, this crowd of people that wants to cancel people, you cannot please them. There is no level of apology or cancellation that will make them happy. It's total annihilation.
Well, that's how come you don't get into that with them. Say, number one, hey, I don't give a damn what you got to say. This guy's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And once you stand your ground, say, look, you can't fire him. It's just like you and me. They can't fire us.
Yeah.
No matter what, because it is us and our fans, all 6 million of you listening now, that put the ratings up each and every week. And we have one of the highest rated shows in the frigging country. We're doing something right, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you know what? If I...
We're just that damn good. That's why.
If anybody tries to cancel me, I'm not going to apologize. I'm saying it right now. I'm not trying to get anybody to attempt to cancel me. I don't feel like I need to be canceled, but what I have learned
just
is...
Just turn them over to me.
I will. I'm going to send them your way. I'm going to say, hey, talk to my people. Their name is Eddie Mansfield. And
Well, I got a whole bunch of people behind me.
Good.
That hurt people.
Well, I'm going to stand next to you then.
So it's okay. If you want to take food off my table, I may have to hurt you, boy. You know, I love to have fun with that one there, boy. I love that. That's good. Good stuff.
I wish we could get past all of this stuff. We eventually will. I feel
so
like
pansy ass boo is what it is.
It is definitely that.
It really is. It's a bunch of little, you know, tinker toy guys out there that can't play sports that are jealous of guys like you and me that are really good at what we do, and they want to cancel you. Well, why you want to cancel me for?
Listen.
Because I don't tell you what you want to hear. Well, kiss my ass. I'll tell you now. How about that?
I know that in the last minute, I said I wasn't going to apologize. But I am. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get ahead of this, Eddie, and I'm going to apologize.
To who?
To the people that cancel people. Yes, I am.
Why?
I'm going to come right out and say it. I am sorry that Eddie and I don't drink soy milk. I am very, very sorry that Eddie and I were raised by strong women who turned us into strong men. I apologize for that fully. I'm sorry that I like to eat a steak and not just vegetables. I apologize for all of that. I'm sorry that I like my pants to be loose enough where I can actually move in them, and I like them to reach my shoes. I apologize for all of that. And you know what? I'm very sorry that I can't grow a cool beard. I'm sorry for all of those things.
One thing about it, I noticed you don't wear your butt crack jeans either.
No. My jeans are made for guys that work out in the field. I may not be one, although that's not true. I've been doing a lot of work in the field these days. I've been under a car. I've been working out in my yard like hard, not mowing my grass. I've been out there digging holes and moving plants and taking down trees. So I deserve the jeans that I'm wearing these days, pal. And it's made me feel good.
You've earned them.
Yeah. Hey, listen, but we're running out of time here. We got to get to this because this is going to be an exciting one.
Whoa, this is going to be pretty cool, Jeffrey. Can you believe the AEW hires Jennifer Pepperman to be VP of content? What kind of content does AEW have? A couple goals, that's what I think. And she was on the creative team at with the WWE since 2017. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If you have your own wrestling federation like he does, why would you bring in a bunch of jabronis that are not good enough to work for your competitor anymore?
This is what I have been saying for my entire career. You know this. You saw it happen to me when I was young and disrespected because I was a young guy that went against the grain and took a radio station that we were both associated with when I was a 25-year-old kid, made it the top of the heap, made it Orlando's best radio sports radio station in the face of a juggernaut. And
that's true. We did it.
What happens? They get rid of me and they start bringing in the guys that were working for the juggernaut that I beat.
Hey.
And
they got rid of the top show, which you were producing for us, right?
Yeah. And so
we went to we went back to the competitor and we went right back to the ratings again.
Well,
but when you were there, I mean, we had one of the top shows ever.
We're still here. So at the end of the day, we're still here and I don't see any of them around. So listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All over the world.
We are back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with hosts, the continental lover, the legend, the icon, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, what a fun show, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's the fastest hour on radio, they say today.
Sad story, two sad stories in this show, and unfortunately, you know, that's part of life. What was the third?
The third one was rabbit legs.
Well, I put that in the category of funny sad. The other two were literally sad. Unfortunately, in life, we have to discuss the sad as well as the funny sad. We got
to
do.
Yeah, but your end was funny.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know, we'll end with rabbit legs running away.
Well, hey, listen, I wish that the listeners could have the insight of our discussions in between segments, because I started airing my grievances in the end of that last segment, and when we went to break, Eddie and I got into it a little bit, because every time it comes up, I got to get it off my chest. It's been we're working on 25 years here, and it still gets my goat. But anyway, maybe one day we'll give you a behind the scenes of all of the things that we talk about in between.
Well, it's
segments.
Hey, folks, he's being really nice to you. But it's really another show going on after the show. When you hear commercials, Jeff and me are rocking the house, man. Next week, let's start recording that, what we do off the air.
Eddie, I record it all, always.
Okay, well, fine. You got another show.
I got them all.
Busting ass and taking names, brother.
Yeah, you don't want to get on our list because you will be discussed in the in-between segments, and we take off all of the impediments to really laying it out on the line here. And you know what? When we do, in between these segments, we bring the heat and we bring pretty big names with us, but you guys will someday maybe know, but I doubt it. Eddie, we'd probably be in a lot of trouble if we released any of that stuff.
Yeah, but we got them. Just put it that way.
Well, we're running out of time here, Eddie. Tell them goodbye.
Hey, but Jeff Taylor, my sidekick, my right hand, I am the one and the only, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying so long, everybody.